train going through Germany. I passed through many nice snow-capped mountains. Yesterday, late afternoon, I got on a train in London, transferred to Paris to another train that was an overnighter. Very comfortable, same train as I went on. And then this morning, I transferred from Munich to the train, or at Munich, to the train that goes into Budapest. German people are definitely different, at least in their organizational abilities, their cleanliness, their systematic way of doing things. It's really a nice sight driving through the cities and countries, at least nice from the point of view that everything has its place. There's little or hardly any garbage anywhere. Things are well maintained and very, very satisfying, at least to my mind. I haven't seen any place like that. Having said that, though, at least here in the train system, it's not like that on the airlines, but very impolite, the attendants and so on. Unfortunately, England, it was really just the opposite. I was really shocked how dirty, and by dirty I mean full of litter, England was. Not only England, but especially London. I went for a walk yesterday in a really exclusive part of London. I think it's called Brickenwood, because I stated they were prostitute for the booze that during the day, having come down from Scotland by train the night before, and very expensive, luxurious mansions everywhere. But the road was just littered with garbage. I don't know who, because in an hour-long walk, I only met with two cars. It's not a frequented road, but there's garbage everywhere, which means that it was accumulating over a long time. But not just there, everywhere I went, it was coming to remind me of India. It was so dirty, and well, it's a wonderful preaching field. English people are really great. At least I find them in Europe the best people to preach to. Open, nice, competent. Anyway, still, it was not a happy sight seeing how sort of run down the country was, and the countryside was just, because I was training everywhere, was just waterlogged. I think there was only one day since I left that it wasn't raining. So wherever I went, the pastures and fields were just, it was just water. My trip started at the beginning with Wales, and that was very nice, very encouraging. Devotees are really going from strength to strength there on the Taraknath Prabhu's direction. The Swansea restaurant is making money, maintaining itself, supporting all of its all the devotees, as well as the center itself, because upstairs is a very beautiful preaching center. The Cardiff center, which I didn't get to go to, is also doing well. Chaitanya Das, a Manipuri devotee from India, is there doing massage, and that's inviting people in to the Soul Center, and their lease is up in a year, so they're looking to purchase a place or get involved in a larger place more close to downtown. It would be a good move, serious move, certainly a real commitment. But by Krishna's mercy, I'm sure it would be successful. Welsh Yatra did very well in book distribution. The top book distributors in the marathon, UK marathon, were situated there. And then from there I spent more than a week in the Manor area, staying at Panabandhu's place. That was testing and very enjoyable. Testing because I was eating 1 to 2 feasts a day, midday and evening. And by feasts I mean feasts cooked by really qualified cooks like the Muljis, Ananda Vigraha, Pranabandhu's wife, or the Gadvis. And well, although I was actually preparing myself for it because I don't have the opportunity to relish that type of cooking in Hungary, I think age is taking its toll, whereas at one time I would have had no problem. Now my stomach really sort of felt it, the spicing, the ghee, the quantity. But having said all that, it was very, very tasty. And for obvious reasons, I can't mention whose was the tastiest cooking, but I have to admit that there's some really superlative cooks there. We had nice kirtans, Madhav Prabhu came. I gave programs in the evening. In the morning, I tried my best to keep writing. And Nava Braja Mahima continues to manifest. And it was a wonderful experience to be with devotees that I hadn't seen during the year, chant Hare Krishna with them, speak with them, laugh with them. Of course, Bhaktivedanta Manor, I think most devotees know, is a very, very successful temple in that it has very stable financial situation. It's well managed and is constantly packed with devotees, and there are always something or things, by meaning programs, going on. And from the manor I went up to the Midlands, had a program in Leicester, where Pradyumna Prabhu now is heading things up. And that same evening I went over to Coventry and had that as my base so I could travel out from there. And then I went to Birmingham the next day. That was very nice in that in the evening program there were really a lot of university students present. And that was very encouraging. And Nitai Kirtan, Nitai Charan, the temple president's son, is doing active and encouraging active university preachings, and they have societies and universities there, and it's having its effect over the years. So that was really encouraging to see young faces, intelligent, educated, young men and ladies with good questions and who are also open to Krishna consciousness. Coventry. Some also came there from local Coventry University. That was also very encouraging. And of course, Haridas Prabhu is in charge there, and they have plans for further development and developing the beautiful little temple facility that we have there, more or less in downtown Coventry. And then next morning, Prasav staying at the Hungarian Sankirtan lady's house over there. It's not their house, it's the Coventry Temple's house, but they're renting it. And Jivadoy Prabhu was with me all that time playing Mridanga. And then I took a train up to Scotland and stayed in Scotland all the way until late Sunday night. Things are really going well there, considering the difficulty of devotees having lost their local guru, Acharya Balabhadra Prabhu, and him then having actually even left ISKCON. Devotees have responsibly continued on with spreading Krishna consciousness, distributing a lot of books, maintaining their properties, worshipping the deities, taking shelter of different senior Vaishnavas to augment and support their own spiritual life. And I'd say it's probably the best continuation of a yatra that I've seen. A yatra that was stricken by what unfortunately we've seen repeatedly in ISKCON, that is the leaving and fall down of a guru. Then towards midnight I got on the Caledonian Sleeper, which was a very nice train down to Watford Junction. As I mentioned, I'd stayed there with Maharani Brinda and Devaprastha Prabhu's place yesterday, and had my last feast. I did overeat a little there, and now here I am on the way to Budapest. We'll be there in about 5 hours. Hare Krishna.